today's affirmation is the classic. Live, laugh, love, lie, deny, cry. And for good measure, be a raging slut.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
No standards and practices. No set dollar amount. Paying a guy named Frankie B hundreds of thousands of dollars. But don't worry, you won't get your name on the door. You'll have no marketing, no foot traffic, no money, and probably no home. Isn't that the wealth you've always been dreaming of?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
10:30 in the morning!
Yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, the beautiful and amazing Kristen Joy Oadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. I was just talking to Christina, our editor, and she told me that her nickname is Chrissy. That's her nickname, right? And then her best friend's name is Brian.
What?
So, yes, which is just fucking insane. So she says, sometimes when I'm with my family, I have to refer to you as Boss Brian because everybody knows Brian as my Brian best friend. And we are the other Chrissy and Brian.
Oh, that's too
And I thought
funny.
That was so wild.
Aww.
It's amazing.
The universe working
it's like an episode. Yes, it's like an episode of Love is Blind where they find the most inconsequential of identities and make it into a whole fucking serendipitous thing. Are you wearing shoes today?
Do your little ring.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, no, that's not it.
That works too.
I know what you want me to do. You want me to do?
Yes. Yes.
Amazing. Well, it just reminded me of like on one of the Love is Blind episodes. It's like, are you wearing shoes? I am. What kind of shoes? Shoes that fit my feet? It's amazing. It's so serendipitous.
Me too.
We're married. It's all going to work out great. I love you. It's meant to be. That Love is Blind, that episode, that season 4 is wild. Wow!
I'm resisting.
You got to.
Watching
it. It's the best one yet.
Is it?
It's the best one yet, hands down. Of course, the one with Raj or whatever his name was.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember the guy who was like telling everybody they're fat and ugly?
Yes.
When he wasn't exactly Tom Selleck himself? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was that guy's name? Raj, right? Raj?
I can't remember, but that sounds
Riz?
Good.
Yeah. He had that girlfriend who was smoking hot.
She
loved him.
So I know. She
and he was
so
like,
amazing.
I can't get my boner.
She burned him in the, everybody burned him in
everybody
the,
burned
in the
him.
Reunion of
yeah.
that one.
He couldn't get a boner. He was like, he wasn't yeah. feeling the sexual energy. And I thought, what a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
And yeah, she burned him. She totally trashed him up at the altar and then at the reunion special, yeah. as she should have, because he was a total
Everybody
fucking
else
douche.
Burned him too.
Yeah.
They were all like, yeah, he was a dick.
And then season 3, which you're in the middle of right now, right?
No, I already finished.
Oh, you finished
three.
It? Did you watch the follow-up the follow-up? Where mm-hmm. the girl totally gaslit that guy. Did you see that? What
yes.
was his name? I can't remember.
I know. They all run together.
But he seemed so nice and lovely. And then at the end, remember he was like the prim and proper boy who had roaches in his toilet?
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. He was younger.
He was a younger guy. So those mm-hmm. of you who haven't watched Love is Blind, there was a couple on season 3 where it was a rather like handsome guy, right? Just a average white dude. And
yeah.
then it was this beautiful woman that he had chosen.
Mm-hmm.
They seemed to get along pretty swimmingly, even though they had many differences in their life, as all of these couples do, because that's what happens when you don't see somebody. And one of them was like, he had an apartment where he literally had roaches in his toilet. It was fucking disgusting.
He explained that later. He said that he didn't have time to clean before.
How do
he
you
left.
Not have time?
And he's, yeah, no, you make the time.
This
he
is
was
what
like in his
me.
Early 20s, though. So
yeah, that's true. I mean, I didn't live like that in my early 20s.
No,
I lived under a porch.
Yeah.
So I had roaches, but it was part of the environment.
Exactly.
It was part of the allure of the apartment.
The vibe.
That's right. Hey, duck your head when you go down under the porch.
Little feet falling.
So these two had a lot of differences. And one of them was she was kind of had her shit more together. And by the way, who doesn't have time? When you know you're going to be on a television show where if you get picked, the first thing that they're going to do when they get back from the honeymoons is go to each other's apartments.
Yeah, you at least quick call someone
you,
and say,
on the
oh
way
my
to the
God,
airport,
this is happening.
Oh, yeah. You no, call Mr. Fucking Clean.
Please, yes. Someone go over there. A friend, a relative, anyone that could let somebody in to clean. Yeah.
It happened again this season. It's one of these guys had a total disaster of an apartment. He literally had a bottle of lotion and some Kleenex sitting out on his table in front of his TV.
You know, that's probably why you and I get along so well. And also why Jeff, I love Jeff so much, is you guys are both very tidy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like things in clean. Their place. You're not OCD about it, but you like things clean.
Yeah, there's
tidy.
Certain things that I'm particular about, mm-hmm. but for the most part, I just like things tidy because my mind is such a mess. I want the things around me to be clean. Right. I want the things around me to be
organized. No, it's like when Jeff and I, we make the bed together usually, aww. Like in the mornings, because yeah. we both get up around the same time and get going. And so we make the bed, but he has to have it smooth.
Oh, me too.
Gotta smooth
why,
it out.
Why go through all the trouble of having a bed made?
I don't have to
have
it completely smooth.
Yeah, no, completely smooth. Yeah, what is he a military guy? Was he in the military?
His dad was.
Oh, he was? I bet he bounced quarters off those covers.
Maybe.
That's what they would do. They would make you have that top sheet so tight that you could bounce a quarter off of it.
Yeah.
That's what my dad used to say. Can I bounce a quarter off of it? A quarter of weed, Dad? Stop being a smartass. No, seriously, that quarter of weed you took for me, can I have it back?
Can I get it back?
Yeah. Time my dad took an ounce of weed from me and I asked for it back.
Well, you don't get it if you don't ask.
Yeah, and that's true. And I did not own...
And you did not get it.
I did not own the ounce of weed. Someone had given it to me to sell.
Oh,
and of
God,
course I wasn't
so
going to do that. Yeah, I owed somebody $400. So it just amazes me. So anyway, so these two... Go back to the season three of Love is Blind. These two, kind of a little bit of an odd couple, but you could see that they really cared for each other, or at least that's what you thought. And the way that the show was edited, it didn't seem like there was much discourse between the two of them at all. There were a couple little arguments here and there. When they got to the reunion special, when she got up on the altar, she completely trashed him. She said that he was mentally abusive and physically rough, and everyone was so shocked. Because
he apologized profusely, too, for any kind of mental anguish he caused her.
He did, but it didn't appear, at least not on the show. And I know there's probably hundreds of hours of footage that we didn't see.
Mm-hmm.
But on the show, they didn't show any of that.
Yeah.
The producers put none of that on air. Maybe they did that on purpose.
I think so.
So that it could seem a little shocking mm-hmm. when you saw it. Mm-hmm. But then she went on the reunion special and trashed him again.
Yep.
He cried the entire time.
He did.
He apologized. He said, I had no idea I was doing any of this. Like, I had no idea you were feeling this way. Because none of us had any idea that she was feeling that way either. It seemed to me that she just got up to the altar and decided that she was going to trash this guy for whatever reason. And it was shocking. So season four is so much better than season three.
Pulling me in.
You gotta go.
You're pulling me in.
You gotta go. It's taking up so much space in my mind because we're in the middle of it.
Jeff's out of town next week, so I'll do it then.
Oh, yeah. You gotta get... Don't tell Jeff. Jeff already hates me enough. Can we not? Can
Jeff
I be friends
you.
With Jeff,
Jeff
just a couple more
you.
Minutes?
He just does not agree with our TV choices.
No,
sometimes.
He doesn't like brother, husband.
I can't even turn it on TLC. That's
Oh, it's a no-no. It's a no-go TLC in our house.
No-go.
Meanwhile, my son is like, Dad, can you turn on TLC? Sure, buddy. My daughter is literally asking for the doctora, and what she means by that is my 600-pound life. She wants to see Dr. Niles Arden. She likes him. She thinks he's fun. She thinks Dr. Niles Arden is just the best thing since sliced bread. She'll wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat, and she'll be like, Daddy, doctora, turn on doctora. I'm like, no. And Astrid hates it. She's like, do not let her watch that. Why? Because it's such a grim show.
Yes.
Like, we don't want her, you know, taking anything away from the show that we may not, it may have unintended consequences.
Right, that's what
I'm like,
just
fucking
thinking.
Paw Patrol could have unintended consequences. I'm not letting her watch some shoot up bang. It's not like I'm letting her watch Goodfellas. I mean, it's the fucking My 600-Pound Life. But I do have to be careful because now my son, if someone is a little bit overweight, he'll start asking why their belly is so big. He'll be like, why is your belly so big?
I know. I
don't want to get into it, but he did it to a family member of mine. And I was like, oh, Matthias. Yeah, why is your belly so big, by the way? Yeah,
that's just kids being kids, though, I think.
Kids say the damnedest
things.
They do. Yeah, I won't even get into it.
They're brutally honest.
They are.
I had a friend who said something, because she's a school teacher of, like, kindergartners, and I guess, like, she wrote in a little text thread we're in one day. She said, you know, one of my kids asked me, like, why is your hair white? Why do you have white at the top? Because I guess it's time to color my hair again. Like, kids are honest.
But I mean, that's not even like the super uncomfortable questions. Like, how was I built is one of those things you're,
stork.
Yeah. How did I get in mommy's belly?
The stork.
Yeah. Why is your penis so big and mine so small? There's another one where you're like, don't worry, you'll grow into yours. Don't worry about it.
I think I heard him ask something about that one
day. I know. He's so curious. He asks everything. I love the kid. I love him, but he's Mr. Curious. Mm-hmm. He wants to know everything. And you're right. He has no filter, but as no four-year-old does. But
no.
He has no filter, so he asks questions about observations that he makes.
Yes.
And those observations, you know, sometimes they're uncomfortable. They're uncomfortable adult observations, but they're just curious kid observations.
Use your inside voice
that's right. Well, and I cuss like a sailor, so now he's cussing like a sailor, and I'm like, you got to settle down. Why? Because some people get upset. Do you get upset? No, I don't give a shit. That's what I told him last night. I go, I don't give a shit. It's other people that give a shit. He's like, Daddy, what's give a shit? And I'm like, don't worry about it. Fuck it. Don't worry about it.
You need to write a book on parenting, it sounds like.
Yeah, words are just words. That's all they are. They can't hurt anybody. At least, you know, depending on how you string them together, but they mostly can't hurt anybody.
No, why is your belly so big is not hurtful at all.
No. Unless you're 300 pounds. Unless you're 300 pounds and all you think about is your weight 24 hours a day, and now you got kids pointing it out. So if he ever says, Daddy, why is your belly so big? I'm just going to be like, because of you. That's why. I used to have a life where I ran and I did things. Now I'm just waiting for another episode of, Tots on Disney Junior.
And Love is Blind.
Oh, Love is Blind. Well, I'm not going to let him watch that. That's for sure. Because my 600-pound life, I don't see anything that they could take away from that to be too damaging. But Love is Blind, I don't want my kids getting any wild ideas about how they should meet their partners. And I certainly don't want my kids on Love is Blind. Not until they're 30. When they're 30, then they can do it. Hey, you know, last episode we got into a Frankie B video. We were following him on his 24-hour journey to health, wealth, and success. Frankie is taking us through an entire day, and he's showing us exactly what he does to be the Frankie B that he is today.
To be the best.
So a couple things we've learned so far on part one of the video. A couple things we've learned so far.
Mm-hmm.
Frankie eats like a 3-year-old anorexic. And number two, Frankie lives in a college dorm room.
Mm-hmm.
And thing number three, Frankie wakes up super early.
To
and
he the worst alarm.
Ever, which is the default Apple alarm. We all know
it's
it.
It's stressful.
It's
one.
The worst. Apple should be sued. Somebody should sue Apple for that noise that drives us all crazy. And number three, Frankie does not look good without makeup. So that's just one of those things, Frank.
We all have real.
Our, yeah, we all He's have our cross to bear, and yours is your face. So there you go. TCB. Hey you, guess you. I hate to interrupt all the fun, but I just want to remind you that tcbpodcast.com is where you find all the audio and the video, plus you can contact us to get your free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want a sticker, drop us your address, and off we go. Plus, you can write to us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. For all of our international listeners, we'll pick up the toll. Go ahead and text us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. If you want to view the commercial break in a whole new light, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to see the fully edited episodes. You'll love it or your money back, I promise. While you're at it, hit us up on Instagram at thecommercialbreak and TCB Live on TikTok. So let's take a minute to hear from our sponsors and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. So I wanted to get into part two because, you know, I know that most people
are demanding it.
Love Frankie B. That's yes. right. Frankie B. and Marlon seem to be the two favorite people on the commercial break.
And the preachers.
And the preachers. That's right. So I thought we'd get into part number two. Lest we leave people hanging, we're only halfway through the day. So now we gotta find out what he's up to for the rest of the day. So here is Frank's daily routine. He just finished eating breakfast at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and now he's getting ready to do what? He's in a suit.
Yeah, he's decked out there.
All right. So yeah. I was scrolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do, and I found a little video sharing with us Frankie V's 24-hour cycle.
So as you can see, there's more to my routine than just working out in the gym. Yes, it starts every day with a great workout. Get home,
do my steroids, sniff a little cocaine, send dick pics to random people on Tinder, and then I'm ready to go.
Make up a batch of margaritas.
That's right.
That's one of his pictures. That's him with like the margarita.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And a cigar.
Yeah, that's right. Now, look, he has makeup on now. He looks good.
Yep.
Yeah.
I shower. Then what do? Skincare. Skincare is so important, especially if you're a guy my age in your 60s, okay? If you
think that's why I have a makeup bag bigger than my ex-wife's. All of my ex-wives put together.
That you don't need skincare. If you're a 40-year-old watching this or a 50-year-old and you're not doing skincare, you're doing your body, your face.
You're fucked. You're a loser. It's too late for you. Kill yourself. No. I don't do that. I'm sorry.
A big disservice. Skincare doesn't stop on your face. It goes throughout your whole body. Okay?
You have skin throughout your whole body?
Skincare on your whole body?
No, I'm surprised there's skin throughout your whole entire body.
It's not skin anymore. It's like a rough tangerine. Its skin is like a tangerine.
I put lotion all over.
Do you?
When I get out of the shower,
yeah. All over?
Mm-hmm.
All the parts?
All the parts.
All the parts. Chrissy's got silky smooth all the parts, in case anyone was wondering. Are we going to get reviews about this now? Can I feel all her parts? Settle down, you perverts.
To put the expensive creams and lotions on your body, but you do need to hydrate your body with lotions, okay? Every day out of the shower. It's going to keep your skin fresh and not get scaly, and it's going to prevent wrinkles. Let's face it, you can have the best body in the world because you work out every day. But if you look like living hell right here...
This is coming from Frankie B, who literally takes barbed wire to his face.
He does.
He has scars from the barbed wire. Number one. Number two, his neck looks like a piece of worn leather.
It does. Red leather.
Yeah, there is no skincare going on around that neck. He just pure sun.
Where's it getting you? They work hand in hand. Good body. Good skin. You don't want to be walking up to someone and from a distance they go, oh my God, look at the body on this guy. But as you're getting closer, they're going, oh my God.
Ah! Who's that? Oh, sorry, Frankie, it's just you. I thought you were a leather couch that fell off the back of a pickup truck on the highway. Nope, just you, Frankie. By the way, who's walking down the street going, look at the body on that guy? Have you ever said that to yourself?
No.
No, either have I. I haven't met Frankie B in person, so maybe my mind will be changed.
Hell, let's talk about the next step, and that's eating right. Again, you could bust your chops in the gym, but if you're not eating right, you're never going to get the gains, and you're never going to feel good.
Maybe that's why I can't make any progress, is because I'm going to the gym, but then I'm having Twinkies for dinner.
Always feel like you're missing something. You can't do one without the other. They work hand in hand. It's cohesiveness, okay? You work out, you eat good, you're gonna get results. So,
by the way, Frankie, can we put something on the walls here, bud? Like, we're looking at his apartment, a picture of his apartment, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Chrissy, there's nothing on the walls. There's a picture over by the door, and then there's nothing on the wall. Doesn't it just look like...
It looks like a model apartment.
It does, like a model apartment. Mm-hmm. And then he's got that horrible...
I think it might be a model apartment. Remember the other one we saw, too, when he did the cooking demonstration, and he opened the refrigerator, and it was just bottled water? That was it.
Yeah, there was, with the name of the apartment complex on it.
A pristine refrigerator.
Wildwood.
Yeah. I think he's shooting in a model apartment.
It's possible. Mm-hmm. But
and does he have like a, at first I thought that was a dog on his belt buckle, but I think it's like a...
An H.
An Hermes.
Oh, it's Hermes?
I think it might be fake Hermes. Oh.
Does anybody wear Hermes anymore?
He does.
In America? I mean, I see it all the time over in Europe, but...
It's the health part of my daily routine. And I don't stop at the breakfast lunch that you just saw, okay? I carry that on through dinner, and I try and limit my snacks. And my snacks...
I try and limit my snacks to pussy twice a day. You know what I'm saying? I eat my own jizz. It's the only thing in the world with negative calories. Guys, if you're not slapping your own jizz on your face... You're missing out. When someone's walking down the street and they go, oh my God, look at the jizz on that guy. You want to make sure it's fresh, right out of the oven. By the way, I've heard it's great for the skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're good snacks. They're healthy.
You put that all over?
I think a lot of guys have maybe said that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Can I put that all over? Yeah.
It's good for your skin.
I know. I think somebody told me it had negative calories. Like it's the only thing you eat in the world that'll actually make you lose weight.
And oh, I'm like, God.
And this was a woman that was telling me this. So I was a little surprised. I was like, really? Well, let me cook you up a batch.
Let's face it. There's no way we can't snack, but it's choosing, you know, the right and proper snacks. And do I cheat? Do I mess up? You know, do I go on a sugar binge and a carb binge? Yeah, of course I do.
I'm trying to picture it.
I can see Frankie. At Krispy Kreme. Let me get 200 dozen donuts. He's just binge. Over in the corner, like cream dripping off his face, like
Yes. I think so.
Don't tell my viewers. They think I have a great body.
I do that only maybe once in a while. And you know what?
What was that editing? He was about to tell us how often he did it.
I think he probably went off in a tangent.
Yeah, he probably.
And then he was like, I can't tell people.
He probably was like, I do it every once a week. And then he was like, better not say that. Yeah. I don't want to tell anybody how often I go to Krispy Kreme.
The next morning, after I do that, you know, I can gain anywhere from 3 to 5 pounds. But it's mostly water. But you're getting bloated, and now you're carrying that bloat. So, you know, if you're, I want to be lean.
I'm picturing Matthias in this situation. Why do you have so much bloat?
Why? Yeah. Why do you have so much water around your face?
That's the next thing.
3 to 5 pounds of bloat in one night?
Yeah.
That does. Yeah. That's why I don't ever check the scale on a daily basis, because it fluctuates all over
exactly.
the place. I check it once or twice a decade just to make sure that I'm in the same... I'm in the
ballpark?
Yeah, ballpark. And then when I go to the doctor, I start fearing like, ah, shit. I take off all my clothes.
Your blood pressure goes up.
Yeah. Oh, my blood pressure is always high. Because I always come in the morning, cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And then I'm always nervous at the doctor for some reason.
Well,
I feel like
it's
like I'm the FBI or something, you know? Well... Are you smoking cigarettes? By cigarette, do you mean those things that come in a little package with the camel on them? Not usually. Today. Yet.
I want to be lean, mean. I want to be vascular. So my body, you got to know your body. You got to know what's going to work for your body. And I know what I can and what I can't do. I know how many carbs I can and how many carbs I can't eat. So anyhow.
I know I could fuck you on the walker, but I probably can't hold you up against the shower wall. I'm just not that guy anymore. I'm in my 70s, 60s. That's what I meant to say. 60s.
He's very vascular, too.
Oh,
does that
is?
Mean like veins are popping out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they are in his neck right now.
Popping out of his.
You can see that.
Yeah, you can see it out of his half hard.
Oh, yes, we all cheat. But what I'm trying to tell you is just limit it. Instead of a cheat day, make it a cheat meal. Now I'm ready to get into the wealth part of my daily routine. Yes, the wealth. We took care of the health. Now it's the wealth. And these are two things that I do every day. So if you're ready, let's go see the wealth part of my daily routine.
Now, he's going to go to his salon suite. Oh, wait. House,
of, house
salons,
of Salons.
Just so we can Google this. Luxury Beauty Suites. Leasing. Sweeze. There's a phone number right there, Chrissy.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Wait, let me take a picture.
I want you to notice there are, okay, professional services. So what we're looking at is the front of one of Frankie's House of Salon, Salon Sweeze. Frankie B's House of Salon, Salon Sweeze. What I also want you to notice, Chrissy, is that there's names on the door. I'm assuming those are the names of the stylists that work inside of...
Yeah, Lauren, okay. Christine, Salon.
Yes. Yeah, so that's who he's renting out to, right? Are these people who have these salons. So what I'm saying
Ambience is... Ambience West is somebody's name. And also yeah. Lauren Christine. Oh, I guess... Oh, it's the Lauren Christine Salons. That's her own little suite, maybe.
Yeah, that's her own little suite.
And then Ambience West, I don't know.
I don't know. That's a stupid name for a business. But what I want you to notice is that there's a bunch of names... And then 4 feet below them, there's another name, which means that a bunch of names have been scraped off. Business ain't so great.
He does a restoration, hair restoration.
Oh, he does? He's probably done it to himself. Mm-hmm. You got to imagine.
Oh, here
he is. The same building we've seen 20 times. Yeah, the same building.
He couldn't get into it before, but
now
he...
Yeah, it was locked.
Wasn't it like on a football Sunday he did that?
Yeah, it was like Super Bowl Sunday. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5...
Who's
six
that?
Rooms.
Who's that man with? Can you imagine the client? Who's that man walking around filming us?
Who's the creep with jizz on his face walking around with a box of Krispy Kreme donuts?
That's the guy that owns the building.
That's the guy that thinks he owns the building. We tried to get rid of him, but unfortunately, he's not a harm to anybody else here. So we just let him walk in every once in a while and film a video.
And try to walk into our place.
I saw Salon Six. Individual suites there with three names on the door. So he's got three empty. But, you know, I guess you can make a living doing that.
He says you can.
Yeah. And according to him, $350,000, you're going to be a millionaire for the rest of your life. So that's it. He just walks in.
Yeah.
He just walks in and looks at people.
Yep.
Oh, there's another salon suite he's walking into. This looks exactly the same as the other
one. I was going to say, isn't that the same one?
Yeah. So what he's doing is he's walking into these buildings. He's just, there's glass doors. He's literally peeking into the glass doors with his video camera. Oh, my God. So what do you do, Frankie?
Yeah, I guess he's going to tell us, but this is funny.
How is this the wealth part? Did you actually have to make money to gain wealth?
Now he's at Starbucks.
Oh, now he's at his closet. I can't believe that this is what he does. So what we're watching is he's just walking in and out of buildings. That's it. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. I thought he was going to talk us through his actual business model here.
Yeah, he's just videoing things.
No, that's it. That's all he did.
There you have it. I just completed the wealth part of my day.
I'm rich. Can I come in for a second with my camera? I'm building wealth. Sir, do you work here? No? Because this is a home. Yeah, cool. Just let me take a quick walk around. Thanks. I'm just getting rich.
There you have it.
Every time I walk into a random building, I earn another $200.
There you have it.
That's right. He's delivering newspapers. This is crazy. He walked in and out of buildings and he said, I just completed the wealth part of my day. God damn, we work too hard for our money, Chrissy. What are we doing?
Now, not every day is that easy. So what I did is I just took you on a tour to three of my five buildings that are in the greater Chicagoland area. And basically, that's all I have to do, walk in the buildings, make sure everything's clean, make sure everything's running smoothly, and my day is done with the wealth part. Now,
you got dressed up in a $5,000 suit with $4,000 sunglasses to walk in, say nothing to nobody, and walk out, make sure things are clean and running well. Wouldn't you think about maybe popping in and asking somebody a question? Like, hey, how's everything? Need anything? Can I help you? So essentially, you're a landlord for stylists.
Yes.
Okay, got it. 10-4. By the way, not a new concept. You didn't invent it.
Come without blood, sweat, and tears? Absolutely not. Okay, that took a lot to develop this. So let me explain this. 21 years ago, I developed the very concept of salon suites.
He did not.
No, you did not, Frankie. It's me, Mr. Franchise, here to make a small correction once again. Frankie, we've been doing this for 100 years. You invented the concept of a salon suite that loses money. We invented the concept of one that makes money. But don't go with Mr. Franchise. He's the big bad guy.
Oh, we've got to at some point pull that episode back out where he did. He said he was like, go, this is, I'll set you up in a great location. And it was in the middle of nowhere.
That's right. Who needs foot traffic for your brand new salon suites? Why have customers? Too much work for everybody. Just write a $350,000 check and soon you too will be bankrupt. Don't go with...
It's a proven formula.
It's a proven formula to be a middling YouTube star. I created podcasts. See this microphone? I invented putting it in front of my face. You're an idiot, Frankie. You're an asshole. And by greater Chicagoland area, you mean way outside of the Chicago area. You won't catch a supercuts in someone's house, but the salon suite is right downstairs.
That's where I get a building, and I build out fully furnished individual salon suites. And these rooms are roughly 10 by 12 each. They're fully furnished.
There are jail cells that are bigger than 10 by 12 feet.
Think about what you'll do with all that room. You can have two pairs of scissors, maybe three. You can hang your hair trimmers from the ceiling. Put a small sink for a turtle.
Oh my God.
And it's only $5,000 a month because no one else rents here and you need to charge out the nose.
Where all the beauty professional has to do is bring their own tools and they're open and ready for business. Now, 21 years later, this is one of the biggest franchising booms in America. Everybody.
I'd just like to stop for a moment and recognize the bullshit rolling out of your mouth. That's right. Right above Chick-fil-A is House of Salon Suite.
It's the biggest
boom. Oh, my God.
Right next to Subway's 1,726 locations is Frankie B's five Greater Land Chicago area franchises. You're the 51st most popular franchise idea on the street you're walking on.
Oh my
but
God.
Don't go with Mr. Franchise. Big bad Mr. Franchise wants to hurt you.
Right above Chick-fil-A.
Right below Chick-fil-A. That's an unbelievable claim to make, Frankie. It really is.
He's jumping on the bandwagon. We're going to talk about franchising in a second here, but let's talk.
We can't wait. We can't wait to hear what you have to say. Give us an update on the franchise model, Frankie.
Well, the wealth part, okay? I showed you what my day consists of as far as the wealth part. And it's walking through the buildings and making sure everything's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I showed you exactly what I need to do. My daily routine is walking in and out of a building? Really? What do you own, One Plaza West in New York? Yeah, you've got six glass doors. Three of which were empty. Did you notice that no one he walked by even waved?
Yeah. No.
They were like, there's that fucking asshole. Got me in this 3-year contract I can't get out of.
Yes. I was trapped in this tiny 10 by 12 room.
10 by 12 room, no foot traffic. Leopard print wallpaper. What am I doing with my life?
But let's define wealth. Is it all about the money? No, it's not.
Of course not. Why would you want to make money with your franchise? Well, if that's how we're determining success, you're the winner.
My ability to walk in and out of a building at my leisure. At your leisure, sir. Welcome to Frankie B's House of Salon Suite.
Money.
Can I take your bags? Because there's no room for them inside the building.
Inside the rooms.
We don't have any additional room for you or your bag, sir. But you're welcome to walk in and out of the building.
It's obviously the biggest part. But I think wealth could be defined in so many different ways. Wealth is having a business that runs itself. Isn't that the ultimate business?
No, it's not the ultimate business.
May I point out that that wealth would somewhat lend to more than a one-bedroom apartment. Not to shame.
No.
But he's claiming to be very wealthy.
Yeah, yes. He puts on those appearances anyway. But listen, he's not the first person in the history of the world to do that. There's lots of people who live in one-bedroom apartments. I know when I was younger, I knew people who had, you know, $100,000 cars, right, and they didn't have couches inside of their apartment, couldn't afford
to
eat.
Which is shocking for the girl when you come home back to their place.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, baby, I got this Corvette.
I always put on my opposite appearances.
Exactly.
Because I couldn't even afford the $100,000 car. So I'd be like, yes, rooms to go. I don't have a payment due for 5 years. But I bought it 10 years ago, so I'm not sure if the bills are coming or not. I've changed addresses a couple times. I don't need to check my credit. I know how excellent it is. It goes up to 400, right? Because I'm right there. I'm at 425. I'm 25 above the best. Oh, 1,000? Well, I got some work to do. Would you like to take a ride in my Honda Accord 1992? No left side of the car? No?
Let me open the door for you. Yeah. Oh, it's already open.
Click, click. It just falls off. It's a convertible. A door convertible.
It doesn't open from the top. It opens from the side.
Yeah, it's like a Ferrari. You can take the doors. It's a Jeep, basically, is what it is.
They're very rare. That's right. There's Honda Accord Jeeps.
Honda Accord doorless.
What's a rag doors.
I've seen people driving down the street with plastic over their doors, and I'm like, well, it's either stolen or they don't have great credit. One of the two.
It can run when...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm in Florida. It can run when I'm on my boat. It can run. I don't care where I'm at. The business is running. It's running while I'm putting skincare on my face. It's running, you know, while I'm eating breakfast. That's the ultimate business that runs when you're not there, okay? How do you achieve that? Are you looking to open up a business? Well, if you are, I can get you there where you are free to do what you want every day of your life.
Oh, my God. You make House of Salon Suites sound like the dream solution for anyone that's ever looking to get rich.
Not the people that actually work there.
No.
But
no. For the people that actually work there that are paying you money, they're miserable.
They're not their dream.
Yeah, it's not their
dream.
But
who cares about them? No. Or you just buy the building.
By the way, I want to say this. Frankie B could have a condo. He could have a condo in a really expensive part of Chicago. And so I don't want to house shame Frankie.
No,
I have lived in many worse places than this
yes,
one he's showing.
No, I know.
Yeah. And so I am humbled by the fact that I even live have enough room to have a studio in my house. It's amazing, quite frankly, to me that I've
But we're not claiming to train other people on how to be wealthy.
No. And it's kind of a, you know, it's a little bit of bait and switch here. He's saying that's the wealth part of my day. But then he's claiming that wealth has nothing to do with money. It has to do with his ability to walk in and out of a building. And by the way, yes, you're right. The freedom to do what you want to do is wealth, but it's not. It's actually not wealth, because wealth has to do with money. It's just freedom to do what you want.
So, how do you get there? Well, it's very easy. I'm going to put my website in the link below. I'm also going to put my email in the link below.
He says it's very easy. It's very easy, Chrissy. You just have to have $350,000 laying around. Yeah,
that's it.
If you and your buddies are watching the football game and you have an idea on how you want to get wealthy without actually making money.
if you two can walk in and out of buildings. Yes.
You two can be wealthy with overdraft fees. But you'll be able to walk into almost any building you own free and clear.
Doing now is I'm offering consulting services to give you the exact lifestyle that I've got. I am the alternative to all the...
You two can live in your sister's friend's dorm room in the greater Chicagoland area.
I've jumped on the bandwagon, copied my model, and are charging people hundreds of thousands of extra dollars to do the same service that I could do at a fraction of the cost. Does that excite you? I got more.
Oh, man, I got a half heart right now.
Why, Brian, 3,000?
Just for what a franchise charges you to put their name on the door, not your name, their name, because it's not your business.
His name is not on the door.
Yeah,
his name is not.
I know, but what he's saying is that so you can either put his name on the door, House of Salon, Salon Suisse, or you can put their name, Supercuts. You can either make money, Supercuts, or you can lose it, House of Salon, Salon Suisse. You can have to go into work and actually lift a finger and make money. Or you cannot go into work or just glide in and out and lose money. The choice is yours.
Their business. It's their name.
What is their?
Their.
What is a their? Mm-hmm. When did you get a southern accent all of a sudden? Their.
For just what they charge you to put their name on the door, my fees will be covered to put up the whole building. Interesting. So if you are inquiring,
how could you possibly know that it's going to cost a set amount of money to put up a building in any one location?
I
mean, it's kind of a weird pitch.
Yeah, because you've been in real estate.
Oh, so, anybody with a lick of knowledge would know that, first of all, you're not building a commercial building for $350,000. I don't care where you live. And if you are, you're buying prefab sheet metal. It's not going to be the best salon suites the world has ever seen. Second of all, you can't just pin a number and say that's how much it's going to cost. You have to get really deep into a lot of different stuff before you could even start to understand what the actual cost might be, and even then add 20%.
But also, too, he's saying for them to put you know, you're paying this big price for them to have their name on the door. Well, it's not that. You don't already have to have the building.
Yeah, you don't.
You can't just put up Subway sign on the mobile trailer.
No.
Well, I already have a building. I'm going to pay for just the name, though. Yeah. That's all I need.
By the way, Subway, yes, you can probably put it up on a trailer, but with Supercuts, the whole premise is you find a strip mall that's already crowded, you pay a little bit more for the lease, for the foot traffic, and you put Supercuts on the front door, because any fucking moron can walk into a Supercuts and get a haircut, then probably understand for $28, you'll get a pretty decent haircut, right?
With a franchise on Salon Suites, I urge you to talk to me. I can save you hundreds of thousands of dollars. We can make that building.
After you pay me $350,000.
That's right. That's crazy. I'm not making this up. This is a number he actually said, right?
$350,000?
Yes, yeah.
Your brand, your name, what you're about. Not to be under someone's thumb. You'll be free from control. I mean, obviously, when you go in business, you need to be
standards
and practices out of there.
cleaning standards, throw them out the door. And Frankie B's Salon Suites, House of Salon Suites, or whatever the fuck you call it, you can literally take a hot dump on the floor. That's wealth. When you don't have to worry about where you defecate, that's true wealth. You think Donald Trump stops for a toilet? No, he takes a shit on his gold floor. He's got true wealth. George Soros will literally shit on the sidewalk. No one cares. He's got wealth. Standards and practices, why bother?
No rules.
It's running itself. What do I need to get involved in? I'm making tuna eggs and literally collecting checks. It's the hottest franchise model since McDonald's. No standards and practices. No set dollar amount. Paying a guy named Frankie B hundreds of thousands of dollars. But don't worry, you won't get your name on the door. You'll have no marketing, no foot traffic, no money, and probably no home. Isn't that the wealth you've always been dreaming of? But you'll save money on toilet paper because who cares where you take a dump? Oh my God, this is my favorite Ricky B video ever.
You'll get your name on the door.
Free from control. Otherwise, what's it like? It's like working for someone. I don't want anybody telling me what to do. And if you're in business...
What's it like? It's like collecting a paycheck, Frankie. That's why people work for someone else. They actually make money.
I would hope and think that you don't want anybody telling you what to do. So if you want the ultimate lifestyle, the ultimate business, I got it for you. You know, I'm a phone call or I'm an email away. At least inquire. Talk to me. And what could quite be the best move?
Quite be.
Hey, Betty, it's Janet again. Do you think you could call the non-emergency Greater Chicagoland Area Police? I got that weird guy outside making videos again.
It could quite be.
It could quite be the best decision. I don't even know how that yeah. Could quite be the best decision you've ever made.
Life. It's about ready to wrap this video up. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, do me a favor. Hit the subscribe button and give the video a like, because it'll definitely help this channel grow and it'll help me get the word out.
Frankie,
all right, so let's put everything into perspective.
You gotta at least be on the top floor of the model apartment
house. Yeah, I mean, seriously.
He's mid-level.
Yeah, he's mid-level. So you have noise below you and above you. My favorite apartments are where you have someone below you and above you and to both sides. Yep. Yeah.
You see my day, okay? My day is mostly devoted to the health part. And I believe that that's the key to life, okay? If you could devote...
You don't say, Frankie. The key to life is taking care of your body.
Yeah.
Most of your day to the health and not the wealth... That's the secret to success.
I do have to give credit where credit is due. Frankie's a handsome dude who dresses well.
He does. Yeah. And he's healthy. It seems like. I mean, I agree with his moisturizing your entire body.
All the parts.
Yep. And, you know, he's got some basic knowledge. But what he loses me on the wealth part and the dating part. Yeah. Whenever he talks about dating
and money, I don't even know what he's talking about. And that's where we really have fun. But for all of our tomfoolery with Frankie, I do have such an affection toward him.
I know.
He's like a friend. Like we've watched so much Frankie B that he's like a friend. Like that goofy friend you just can't help to go... I love you, but you're an ass. Man, are you an asshole? We've had a couple friends like that.
Oh, yeah.
We had one, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Smelled bad. Really bad.
There's nothing more important in your life than your health. If you're devoting most of your day into the wealth part, where you're there just hours, relentless hours. And when you come home, it's more hours of working and keeping that business running. That's no way to run a business. If you want the ultimate business, the ultimate business experience, I got it for you. I'm gonna
the ultimate business experience.
What I was thinking is he's talking about this. He's not actually telling people how to run a business. Just saying, just put up a building.
Yeah, he's just telling. That's right. Well, he's saying that he will consult with you through the entire process. $350,000 building the building,
decorating it.
Do you know how incredibly risky this all is? It's incredibly risky.
My website in the link below. I'm going to put my email in the link below. Go down there, check out this tremendous business opportunity that's going to allow you to do what you want, when you want, how you want. It's going to allow you to take up most of your day to do activities. What are activities do? It's healthy, all right? You're out, you're about, you're moving. You know, you're
out, you're about, you're moving. That's what health really is.
You're grooving.
You're moving, you're grooving, you're having sex with girls 20 years younger than you. You're getting dumped every 3 to 4 weeks, but who's counting?
Activities. What are activities do? It's healthy, all right? You're out, you're about, you're moving. You know, you're in the gym, you're on the boat, you're on the golf course. You know, it's not having the pressure, you know, of your business just making your brain explode every day. When you got buildings that run themselves from tenants, okay, that's the ultimate business because you're making money.
I am your new Frankie B building. How can I run myself for you? Yes, someone took a hot dump on the floor. I'm pretty sure it was Frankie. Don't worry about it. It'll stop smelling in a couple days. Thank you for using Building-O-Matic 3000, a Frankie B invention.
While you're putting face cream on,
By the way, a building kind of runs itself anyway. I mean, if it's just a building,
exactly.
As long as you pay the power bill, I think it'll be okay.
Making money while you're making dinner. You're making money while you're in the shower. That's the way to run a business. I can get you there. My name is Frank Minardo. I thank all of you for watching, and I'll see all of you in the next video.
Oh, we can't wait. Send out that next video, Frankie. Where is that video? We're waiting for it.
He's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, I know. He's got a girlfriend. We'll hear all about it when he gets dumped.
Yeah,
when he breaks up with her. We'll hear all about it.
I bet he fell for another party girl.
I sure hope so, because it's only for our benefit. Frankie. You know, I think the commercial break would be such a different thing if it wasn't for Frankie B. I think Frankie...
He helped shape the show.
He helped shape the show. Mm-hmm. And we do love you, Frankie, for all of your
We have true wealth,
peculiarities.
Brian, now.
What's that?
We have true wealth.
We have true wealth. We can also walk in and out of the studio and do nothing. And we'd probably still have the same amount of listeners. Oh, my gosh. Hey, you know, some people write in and they ask, how can we help the show? Like, I tell my friends, you know, I tell my family, but... how can we help the show? Well, first of all, you can publicly admit that you listen to the commercial break. And second of all, you can leave us a review on your favorite podcast player. Please do it. A lot of people used to leave, you know, I hate this show, 5 stars.
Right.
And that was funny for a while. So keep that going. Just even click 5 stars. It helps us grow the show because then the algorithm picks it up and then we get to get in front of new listeners who probably won't like the show either.
Right.
But there you go.
I wonder why they're being shown.
Yeah, I wonder.
Our show.
Exactly. Some people do write those kind of reviews. Like, I have no idea how this show is number one on anything. But you can also go to the website. We have something for you. We got a 21 EPM sticker, 21 ejaculations per month. We are supporting prostate health. We're not supporting prostate health. It's just something stupid
we
say. Okay, yes, we are. 21
that's
EPM.
That's a side
gig. It's a side gig we have. Yeah. We have a side job as prostate examiners. 21 EPM stickers are available. Go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, send us your address. If you are outside of the continental United States, which we're getting some requests, We may have to adjust postage, so Astrid will communicate with you if you're outside of the United States, but we'll try and find a way to get it to you. 855-TCB-8383, 1-855-TCB-8383. From anywhere in the world, toll free, you can text us comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas. At The Commercial Break on Instagram, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. I guess that's all I can do for today, Chrissy.
I think so.
So I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and hell, we must say,
goodbye.